views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, December 23rd, 2014, the final hour of the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Yo Andrew Christmas Spectacular. Currently airing on one last time, it's your radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ, AM 1230, and audio graded. Check out the website if you want. Take some pictures if you like. www.yoandrewnts.com. You can always tweet me at AndrewTweetGo. But for the last several hours, Facebook me saying thank you or a comment you wanted to say about the program on Facebook. And email yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. Main headlines and why we're leaving up next. How Kelly Clarkson's Christmas album didn't reach the top five albums. I think it's great. And me and Kelly Clarkson, when it comes to her appreciation to the fans, no, I don't like it. But when it comes to her music, I like it. And even though we do have Carrie Underwood, a song from her playing this hour to celebrate Christmas and all that, I decided, why not Kelly Clarkson? I think she's great. Well, I guess someone didn't think so much. My father's big thing is always Teddy Giordano, social ambassador, sitting one last time, Matthew Goodhart. I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the last Yo Andrew News Talk Show. So last night I was in the studio for about 2-3 hours. And I said, well, we need some headlines here. We need lots of them because this month, to end off 2014, man, they were a ton. I mean, they just kept coming out. From government shutdowns, to hacking, to Bill Cosby, to protest, to even headlines you probably forgot about. Because there were just so many headlines. So what I did was I decided to list 15 of them. Oh, sorry, 13. Why did I get 13? Well, because I really couldn't think of two more. No, the 13 headlines. I wanted 15. And you know what? I'll leave the last two to you. If you guys want to tweet me or Facebook or if my father or Matt brings up any headlines to the table, we can fit two more. Some of them we're just going to go right through. Some of them we'll give our opinion. Some of them we'll have a conversation about. Some of them recently just happened. Some of them have been happening continuously. Some of them will bring some history by. So let's begin. The first one was yesterday morning, Dontre Hamilton. Now it's funny how a lot of people haven't caught up on this story yet. That kind of shocked me. Because with everything that's going on right now, I thought a lot of people would. If you heard Milwaukee ex-cop, it was back in April. He, after two cops were called to the scene about a young gentleman named Dontre Hamilton, who was a black man who had a history of mental illness, the cops were called nearby a Starbucks. April 30th, if you want to get more specific, was by a nearby Starbucks. Starbucks called the police to complain about a man who was sleeping on a bench in a park near the store. The two officers responded to the call. A third cop, Christopher Manny, who was white, checked his voicemail, heard this call, got right on it. When Hamilton resisted arrest, grabbing the officer's baton and started striking him, guess what Christopher Manning did? He decided to fire at him 14 times. Now, the Milwaukee Police Association condemned Manning's firing as a political move because they fired the police officer. And members voted no confidence in Flynn. Police Chief Edward Flynn was the Milwaukee chief at the time. They didn't agree with the firing. Manny then appealed his firing and applied for disability, saying the shootings in Milwaukee and Ferguson have caused him sleep and made it difficult for him to think clearly. So this story just got interesting. It was a little bit more interesting. Instead of the cop going into hiding and not hearing from him for months or weeks at a time, he actually got fired. So the chief, instead of staying by his police officer and what he did, like we've been seeing in New York and we've been seeing in Ferguson, fired him. And then now we see the police officer going with disabilities. Now, what happens when we see a prosecutor come out and we see the prosecutor not press charges on the police officer? Well, you're going to see, believe it or not, you're going to see riots. So for months, Hamilton family and others have peacefully protested his death and demanded that District Attorney John Chisholm charge Manny. So for months, the protests have been going on. We see many tweeted out more questions than answers in the death of hashtag Dontre Hamilton, who was shot multiple times by the hashtag MPD. And we also see another tweet, brother of Dontre Hamilton speaking, "They shot my brother 15 times. He did nothing wrong." Solidarity with Ferguson. And of course, we've seen a total of 74 demonstrations were arrested on Friday when they stopped on traffic on Milwaukee. So we've been seeing this happening a lot. And when I saw the breaking news, I said this is going to be a mad headline this December, and it was. Now we move on to another headline. I don't want to go too deep into it because many of our headlines kind of relate to what's been going on. iPhone 6 supply. I thought this was an interesting piece. We all love the iPhone 6. Some don't have it yet. And do you really need it? Of course not. A phone's a phone, right? Well, even though I did read an article that I tweeted out to you guys that supply is supposedly starting to pick up, the iPhone 6 is in high demand. I'm telling you, their competitors, the iPhone could have came with just a brand new camera and that was it. And the competitors could go all around it. It wouldn't matter. Because right now, the iPhone 6 is the number one phone sold this holiday season and in most demand, meaning one thing only. That someone overseas is not making enough iPhones and Apple is not pushing it enough. So a lot of people are not very happy. So the big story this month, besides Tim Cook getting criticized for how he treats his workers, even though he did send out a beautiful memo to the workers, well, in the Apple stores, nothing less. Business Insider came out and said, well, guess what? Apple's not making enough iPhone 6s, and people are getting angry. So let's look at what we got here, because that was a big headline, believe it or not. Apple's not making enough. Munster tracks a variety of iPhone 6 and 6 Plus models. He said his checks reveal that only 56% of the phones are in stock. He did a similar check November 20th and found that 58% of phones were available. So in the past month, iPhone 6 supply has gotten slightly worse. This suggests iPhone sales will be strong in the January to March period next year as iPhone purchases are delayed. Munster thinks Apple's revenue will be 3% to 5% ahead of expectations as a result. So if you're someone that, why there no iPhones, well, there's just not enough yet. And that's been one of the big headlines for Apple this month. Not the glitches or the bending iPhone like we saw in September and October. just sales. People want the iPhone. I read a recent survey of 1,099 consumers, and they came out and said they want the new iPhone 6, even though 45% of large phablet users, phones that are larger, do want the iPhone 6 Plus. President Obama and People's Magazine, I did not read much into this story this month. I didn't. If you haven't heard about it yet, the president and Michelle Obama came out and had an interview with People's Magazine, and they were speaking about how African-Americans are treated differently and they're looked at differently. First Lady Michelle Obama says her husband also used to have trouble catching cabs and once was mistaken for a waiter at a black tie party. Obama also says that every black professional male his age has had someone hand over their keys while waiting outside a restaurant. That's happened to him, he said. He says a small indigenous, they have experienced pale in comparison to young men who have been mistaken for criminals just for being dressed the way the teenagers dress. When I look at this, now again, that was probably the most I've ever read in the story. Now you're probably wondering, well, Andrew, you're white, so you don't relate to this, so you chose not to read it. I chose not to read it because I want to know why it took the president and the first lady 6 years later to start bringing out their feelings about how their color then led them to being mistreated in many places. Well, what took you so long? I want to know. I mean, if you felt so offensive by it, you just came out with it. Talk about it. Now, again, I don't know if these stories are true. I don't know if they do it for political gain, or they do it because they really feel that way, or they're doing it because of the protests we're seeing, or just... but again, I wouldn't know much of it. Let's look at another main headline. President Obama also mentioned into it the United States and Cuba coming together for the first time. The United States, the president, out of a surprise move, came out and want to open up relations with Fidel Castro and the Castro family in Cuba. Now, while many are cheering, others in Cuba were rioting, protesting, not agreeing. Now, the president also came out with his administration and said that it has an open invitation to Fidel Castro. I don't know why I would. Now, this story is interesting, and we can relate this to the interview, actually, and that'll be the next headline. Do I agree that the president in Cuba, the confrontation they've been having for over 50 years, has it been working, isolating them? No, it hasn't. Whatever they've been doing, and whatever we've been doing, hasn't been working. So you're right. There needs to be a change. So yes, I cheer for the president to say, you know what, screw everyone, we're going to open up these relations. Now, do I agree that we should bring Fidel Castro to the United States? Of course not. I don't believe any dictator who disagrees with how we run our country should be allowed to walk on our soil. If you want to talk, talk over the phone, through video chat. I don't believe the president should go over there either. I believe the president's fine where he is. Now, it's interesting how I bring the interview up in the conversation. If you see a recent news story, it's actually a really interesting one. If you saw a South Korean protester with balloons, he has been mailing different devices, videos, objects into North Korea for those to view and to read, to show them what South Korea has, what you're missing out, what your government is doing to you. It's interesting how I saw many conservatives who are against what the president has done when opening new relations with Cuba. They're against us having any conversation with Cuba or doing the simple thing, showing the Cuban people what they're missing out on. Yet, when it came to this protester wanting to send videos of or movies of the interview into North Korea to view, they were for that. I heard a conservative radio host come out and said, I am for. I think it's great that we will be able to fly balloons of the movie into North Korea being able to view this movie into its full, into its full viewing. Yeah, when it comes to Cuba, no. We want to give North Koreans what we have, but we don't want to give it to the Cuban people. Well, what's the difference? They're both being run by dictators with families that have been in power for many decades. How about the president? If you opened up relations with Cuba, maybe we should open up relations with North Korea. Well, Andrew, they're a threat to us. I understand that. Yet we need to stop being someone's enemy, stop being their friend, or at least their partner. Now, I don't think the president should do anything but communicate with Fidel Castro. I wouldn't think we should be letting those vacation there or be able to trade or even plan an embassy yet. But I think we're on the right track. When I come back, we have a lot more interviews, including the Sydney siege. Remember in of that coffee shop? The torture report coming out of Washington. The Peshawar school in Pakistan. Over 140 people dead, including children. Michael Grimm, a Republican congressman right here in Staten Island, guilty. The blood gay ban being lifted today. The spending bill, the worst bill I've ever seen in my life, and Bill Cosby. All of them, headlines of December. You probably forgot about it. I didn't.
Sticking with a friend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things...
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Are you looking for in-store music for your business? Today, Jamendo Music can be heard in more than 3,500 businesses, restaurants, hotels, chains of stores in the world with more than 20,000 hours of music broadcasted every day. Visit Jamendo.pro now and discover our quality music channels, easy to use and immediately available.
Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
Jamendo Pro guarantees the most attractive rates with no fees to pay to collective rights societies. Jamendo.pro, free music for all.
jamendomusic.com. Always on the run? We know how you feel. Listen to Yo Andrew on your iPhone, iPad, Android, or Android tablets. Go to www.yoandrewnts.com for more info.
So many more headlines to get to, including a headline I want to share that involves our program. And I hope you're enjoying the program. I know I am. We already got through so many, including the prosecutor's decision on the death of Dontre Hamilton, iPhone 6 supply, President Obama and Michelle Obama's personal take on how they've been treated because of their color, the United States and Cuba opening up, and how many want to look when it comes to the interview. We saw a lot more headlines, including the Sydney siege, and we saw protest and the cops assassinated over the weekend, and Michael Grimm being guilty of a tax invasion. Some of us aren't surprised. The Sydney siege, just a scary story. And let's remind ourselves, it was the Sydney police when they said that three people were killed, including the gunman, during a hostage crisis that ended when officers stormed a downtown cafe. The gunman was killed in a confrontation with police early Tuesday morning. Police said Tori Johnson, 34, the cafe manager, and Katrina Dawson, who's 38, also died. Four other people had minor injuries and were in a stable condition, including a 75-year-old woman shot in the shoulder. It's just so sad. And and when people ask, you know, if it was terrorism, it was. And the gunman, Haran Manis, 50, was on bail for 40 sexual assault charges involving seven different victims, and also been charged as an accessory to murder in a case involving the killing of his ex-wife. The Australian government, for years, on a charge of sending often offensive and deplorable letters to families of Australian soldiers were killed in the wars in the Middle East. Abbott called the siege on Tuesday a brush with terrorism, adding, as the siege unfolded, the gunman sought to cloak his actions with symbolism of ISIL death cult. We also know that he posted graphic extremist material online. Tragically, there are people in our community ready to engage in politically motivated violence. Flags at half mast and flowers for those who died were laid down and remembered. We also saw another tragic this month. It was right in Pakistan. It was the worst terrorist in a school in Pakistan's history. Right in the Peshawar school. Over 140 people, including children, died. Supposedly, terrorists walked into the school and just started shooting. I actually saw some pictures on Mashable and I couldn't believe my eyes. Bullets and walls. Classrooms destroyed. Never in my life. And I didn't think the story got much. I mean, of course, it wasn't in the United States. But, you know, it was a school that I would think is where the United States put a lot of funding into. Pakistan is one of our legal allies. Tragic. Tragedy at state. Why? I don't understand. We then saw another tragic of two police officers here in New York assassinated this past Saturday. And AM New York wrote a great piece, the whole story in detail on what happened and how Republicans and Democrats are coming out about these two men, these two police officers. If someone asks me, was it a terrorist attack? You bet it, under definition, it was. You had a shooter from Maryland planning to create fear within the New York area and fear within the police department. That is considered a terrorist act. A terror act and a terrorist attack, and that's what he did. Of course, now he's dead. They actually tried to revive him only because they want to get some information on why. Why would someone do this? Of course, he had many Instagram postings of what he wanted to do to the police department. And I would believe the protests we've been seeing in New York had a lot to do with it.
When I heard that story, I was sitting in my grandparents' house, not too far from here. And I heard about these two cops that got shot in Brooklyn. And that hit hard for me, because I have several friends who are police officers, and they do work around the Brooklyn area. So my first thought is, are my friends okay? That was my first thought. When I found out they were, I was relieved that my friends were fine. I have about three or four of them that I was just all worried for. And then after that, my heart went out to these two men just sitting in their car eating lunch to get blindsided like that just days before Christmas.
Just imagine the families of these two police officers, Mark Hava and Jason Mueller. Imagine how they're going to be feeling this Christmas. Now, to go more into the headline, we see protesters who, right now as we speak, are still protesting, even though the mayor and the governor and the commissioner, Bratton, wanted these protests to calm down while we remember.
Well, they a lot of them have, like a lot of the protesters, including Eric Garner's daughter,
yeah,
are going to the memorial to pay their respects to these two men.
Because they realized, because they realized that this should have happened. I know, I just said the wrong police officers, did I?
Rafael.
I completely said the wrong one. There goes my news reward of the year. That's me for you.
And Officer Ramos was actually a school safety agent on Staten Island at IS2. 72, sorry. A school. He worked at a school, which was ironically named after an officer killed in the line of duty.
Should have happened. Did. Many protesters believe, right now, as we speak, while they're outside, they believe it's orange and apples. They believe what happened Saturday is different. Well, no, it's not different. His intentions was to come after cops. And he mentioned because of what happened with Eric Garner and Michael Brown. It's simple enough. This man's intentions was to create fear in the police department and New York. Now, I don't see the many people now putting it out on the mayor, de Blasio of New York. Some people believe he hasn't done enough. Some people think he's done too much. Some people think he's done just a good amount.
Some feel he's done absolutely nothing.
I mean, de Blasio, for some of us, well, we all knew. You know, it's a lot easier to be elected as a leader than be one. Just remember that. It's that simple. I just don't understand why. Now, this could happen anywhere. It could happen every day. Of course, you can look at this story, though. And, of course, we can see a whole different story. I understand no one wants to bring it out. You know, Wenjin Liu and Rafael Ramos, who died on duty on Saturday. What happens if they were white? What happens if they were white? They knew that Ismael Brinsley, who was the one who came from Maryland, They found him, and then they shot him. Would it be a different story? Probably. Would the news carry out in a different way? Probably. And how much you want to... how much... You probably get angry at me. Why are you taking a story like this, Andrew, and creating about race? Because you know that if it was two white police officers, someone's got to mention it. What? So you only mention when it happens? I don't want to sound cliche. I don't want to sound like that news host, but that's just the way it is. We treat race in news very often. And we see how race is played, that if one particular race is playing one role and one particular race is playing another role, we see how we report the story in many different ways. And it really brings the example when many who come out and say, if Michael Brown was white and the police officer was black, you wouldn't see anything. And this story really comes out and shows the example. That, you know what, maybe you're right. We praised two police officers this past Saturday. But if they were a different color or did something different and they were alive today to protect themselves, ho, 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 I promise you, this guy will be praising his name too with Gardner and Martin and whoever else you want to name. And you may disagree and nod your head and say, stop twisting the story. But I'm sorry. I mean, I wouldn't be that guy to do it. But hundreds of protesters would. Then 6 months later, we'll probably see a prosecutor come out. Of course, doing the same they've always been doing, being honest, seeing the evidence. Would it matter anyway? And look what we would say. Simple enough. But I digress. Michael Grimm, he was guilty today of tax invasion. He owned a small business. He hid his receipts. Now look what happened. He got caught. Michael Grimm, this is really interesting about Michael Grimm. Congressman, Republican, out of Staten Island. Got a very, very high majority of voters this past November. Many are saying, will he resign? Even though he said if he comes out as guilty, he will. Well, now he's changing his mind. It looks like he's not. Could Congress kick him out? Probably not, because the full Congress is Republican. They want to keep as many R's as possible. He might be sentenced to 3 years of prison. That's going to be up in June. There's really not much to say about it. We got the gay blood ban that the FDA is considering now to lift. Big news today. After we spoke about it a few weeks ago, we see now that is coming into place. How will that be played out? We'll see in 2015. Bill Cosby, a 21st young lady, has come out and said that Bill Cosby has done something to her sexually. And we love to see when Bill Cosby will speak about this issue. Because eventually he's going to have to talk about it. I first said on the program that his attorney is telling Bill Cosby, stay low, don't forget about it. Like they did in 2005. Like we did when we settled that lawsuit. But they're not letting go. More and more coming out. Bill Cosby is, to me, he's in hiding. I haven't seen him around lately. We'll see what happens to Bill Cosby in 2015. This story is not getting old. The spending bill that Congress and the president passed to keep the government open for 1 year, I thought it was one of the most atrocious bills that many in both parties disagree with, while many did. The 1,600-page bill of absolute spending nonsense, putting more money into politicians' pockets during elections, funding programs that we could consider not, putting money into issues that we could talk about or we didn't even know was a problem, putting more power into the banks, and just spending money that we don't have. And the president passed it. And many I've never saw such a thing in my life. Even though we'll be seeing this debate in September, all I want is a balanced budget. That's all I want for Christmas. All I want for Christmas is a budget. That's all I want. I'm never going to get it. I've been fighting for a balanced budget on this program for how long, and I never got it. The last budget we saw was Bush in Congress right before the recession. The last time I saw a budget. There was no such thing as spending bills, passing resolutions, and bound. No. Spending bills, sequesters, balance resolutions. No. That's all a huge distraction to ignore a balanced budget. It's all it is, all it will be. All I want. And that's it. Wow. That's all the main headlines. I think we got through them. I think we got through them gradually, but surely. Sound Clip of Wisdom up next. We've been playing it for 5 years straight. We'll play it again. We're also going to be telling you our plans after the program ends. Hope you'll be with me. Because guess what? I'm still here for the next 20 minutes.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Sam Tucker woke to find crop circles in his cornfield that spelled out the word Geico. Was this a message sent by aliens? Sam went to Geico.com and saved hundreds of dollars with great discounts. He woke the next day to find new crop patterns had formed. They spelled out, "You the man." It seems the aliens were pleased indeed.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
People are always looking to invest in a good opportunity. So what if you could invest in the future of kids, like a stock? Not the kind of stock that's about making money, but a stock for social change, called Better Futures. With your investment, it helps students like me go to college. My name is Charles, and I'm your dividend.
Invest in better futures with UNCF. Visit uncf.org/invest. A mind is a terrible thing to waste, but a wonderful thing to invest in. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Radionomy. Radionomy. The radio experience.
Radionomy.com. Radionomy is available free of charge in the App Store. With Radionomy.com, the radio world is bigger than ever.
Follow Radionomy on social networks and listen to your favorite radio stations. Check out our latest news. Participate in our actions and win sumptuous gifts by entering our exclusive contests. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter /Radionomy, the radio experience.
This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ Westerly Stonington, a DuPonti communication station. WBLQ.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
So, over the weekend, I decided to watch the movie Holiday Inn with Bing Crosby, the 1942 version. And this was the movie where he introduced this song. And a lot of people don't know, but Bing Crosby was never a singer. He was solely an actor. And when he created this movie, he got so much hype for the way he sang that he decided to go into a music career. As you see a lot of music you saw in through the 50s and into the 60s. And watching that movie, it's funny. When you watch movies and they're so ahead of its time. Like, I'm watching the movie, like, the 1960s, 70s movie. I think it was 1942. And what they spoke about and what they did. Truly fascinating to me. And it just brings me into the 1950s. And I remember at one time in college, I always said that there was a decade I wanted to live in. It was the 50s. You know, there's a lot of bad. There's also a lot of good. I mean, of course, I love the 90s, but I would love to listen and go back in time like Marty McFly and do it all over again. And the Honeymooners really hit that back in college, and still does. It was 2011. We were hitting around the end of the semester, and I said, I want to play the Honeymooners clip 12 Night Before Christmas because I love what Jackie Gleason said about Christmas. And I always said to myself that I wish we saw a little bit more of that today. And I played it every year. And this hour and last hour, we really saw what he meant. And after reading about the history of Santa Claus and what has been currently going on in New York and all around the country, I would think Jackie Gleason, who played the role of Rob Crampton, he would be rolling in his grave if you hear what he said. Now, again, this is a sound clip of wisdom. And it's a sound clip we've always played to end off the program. A clip that will be able to give out a message that you'll be able to speak about to a mom, a dad, a brother, a sister, a dog of your own. It's also become an off-air segment where you'll be able to speak with me about it off the air on our social networks. And we play the last one tonight and the one we've been playing for now 5 straight years. Here it is, 12th Night Before Christmas. The Honeymooners, Jackie Gleason, Audrey Meadows.
You know something, sweetheart? Christmas is, well, it's about the best time of the whole year. You walk down the streets, even for weeks before Christmas comes. And there's lights hanging up, green ones and red ones. Sometimes there's snow. Everybody's hustling someplace, but they don't hustle around Christmas time like they usually do. You know, they're a little more friendlier. They bump into you, they laugh, and they say, pardon me, and Merry Christmas. And especially when it gets real close to Christmas night. Everybody's walking home, you can hardly hear a sound. Bells are ringing, kids are singing, snow is coming down. And boy, what a pleasure it is to think that you got someplace to go to. And the place that you're going to, there's somebody in it that you really love. Someone you're nuts about. Merry Christmas.
Is that what Christmas is truly about? That one time, just once, you'll be able to bump into someone or be able to go outside and appreciate everything you have, everything you own, everything that you as an individual has fought for. If you're going to a stranger, it's okay. Now remember, this is back in the 1950s. There were just as much news and just as much protests as 2014. Yet, there was a time in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, in a small apartment of one man and one woman who were married, who didn't have a lot of things. By the end of the day, they had one thing, and that was their love. And especially during the holiday season, they really wanted to appreciate that. Why can't we all? Why can't if the mayor and the governor who goes in New York right now and tells the protesters, don't just stop for those who died over the weekend, those who fought and wanted to protect you. How about just don't protest because it's Christmas? It's a time that maybe we can talk about it, have a conversation over a nice dinner. Remember that if it wasn't for this country, the laws, the rules, the voting, everything. You will be able to protest. You will be able to share your opinion. Not today, not tomorrow. I understand your frustration. I just don't understand why you have to do it right before Christmas. The most wonderful time of the year. And what I loved about that clip was Jackie Gleason always reminded us. Because I swear, what he said just now was not scripted. It had to be improv. Had to be. He did a lot of it. And I feel he did it right offhand. He walked around. When he mentioned snow, I felt like that was not scripted. He felt like he mentioned it. Ah, snow. There's snow around some places. Why can we see that? What is he violence for? Especially around this time. Maybe that's the reason why we did this show. Maybe that's the reason. You know, I started this program a very long time ago, and we did it every week. I stopped in May, and a few months later, I said, I'm going to do it again. And you and me and Matt sat right over there in a different place. And what we did, we just informed people. It was August 31st. Yeah, it was the last day of August. And we just sat down and right over there, yep. And we spoke to Professor Hopper. Yeah, right, we were speaking about the hurricane. And then we spoke with Matt Hamblin at PC World about brand new mobile share programs that were being offered by Sprint, AT&T, and Verizon that till this day, I actually understand the newer plans now. Than I did then. And every single Tuesday. Every. If you listened or you didn't, we were on the air. If it was on Block Talk. If it was on one station or two. Five or six. Off air and on air, replayed. And I say this to so many. The hardest thing to do is to begin something. I influenced so many people to do what I've done. I attempt to help people with a budget, equipment, an idea, and a place to do it. And I never seen one person but Howard. Well, Howard did it before, my phone screener. But I never seen one person, not one, begin something. Because it's so damn hard.
I feel something needs to be said. I've seen you evolve from the recording show from the 8th grade to the original Yo Andrew, which you filmed in your room in front of your computer.
Yep.
To Yo Andrew, The Road to College, to Yo Andrew 327.
You had seasons?
To Yo Andrew, World Tour, and finally Yo Andrew, The Final Five.
Wow, I'm
I remember the YouTube show, I remember, because I always wanted to be a part of it. I always wanted to be there to support you, no matter what you did. Then you went off to college. I remember I'd listen it at my college at St. John's. I'd always tune in. I'd always call in, show my support. I remember when you used when you came home from college and you did the online one.
Yeah.
On the radio, on the show with the camera, so you'd have the video and the audio. You wanted to change it up to have the audio. And then you had the idea, my own radio station. And I'm like, let me know whatever you do. I want to be there. And you made it into this.
We did.
And I know I'm proud of you. I know your mom, your dad, your brother, everyone is proud of you, of all that you have accomplished. And on this, the final broadcast of this format, you've done so great. And I know under the new format, you'll excel with that too, man.
And I think we will. We always did. I mean, the show's ending, but the name isn't. Now, I mean, on four of the stations, audio graded, Best After Dark, Route 1 Radio, and It's Your Radio. We will be beginning a brand new Yo Andrew, January 8th, 2015. A program where we'll be playing music hits, but do so much more. We'll be giving out giveaways. We'll be brand new promos and sweepers, just having fun. A way where we can relax and focus on the audience. and not on me. We made bad decisions this year. We made good decisions this year. We went in the wrong direction. We went in the right direction. That does not mean that we should stop what we're doing. The only thing we should do is keep going. Because one day, Yo Andrew's going to be on a much higher platform. I sat in my room one day on a doing my homework, and I said, let's make a YouTube show. I said, let's make a radio show. Let's make a news talk show. Everything we've done have gotten their peaks, but then have fallen. We can't let this happen again. What we do next year needs to be one last time, because I can't keep going on and doing things and by one decision. But radio's different, because I'm good at it. Personally, I hate video editing. People still message me. Oh my God. Do you still video edit? No, I don't. Please. Don't bother me. The microphone, that's what I need. But the difference about the video editing, Matt, and this, well, if you put a lot more money into this, video editing, we had what? A camera and a tripod. This, we have monitors and expensive microphones and cables and boards and you know, a actual platform where we air on. It's not more of an on-demand. My advice to you who wants to get into something, just do it. It's going to be hard. It's never easy. Technology is going to change. Presidents are going to change. The way we eat, the way we sleep, the way we work, the way we share ideas are going to change. That does not mean that you take what you like and take what you love. Take what you like and take what you love. And I did. We interviewed over 100 organizers, politicians, those who just wanted to write a simple piece about an issue. We broadcasted on stations, different audiences, from our studio to a studio across the boroughs. We've been guests on many. And tonight, we say farewell. I just don't have the passion for it anymore to give out news. But I promise you, hey, I might be back. You never know. I want to thank so many. My mom, my dad, my brother. Thank you. I want to thank Transformation Talk Radio and WBOQ AM 1230. Chris DiPaolo at WBOQ 1230. Pat, Jessica, Linda, thank you. I really appreciate it. For you to give me, a 24-year-old who built something from nothing, to have an opportunity to go on a station and to make you proud every week, I thank you for that. To all my guests, to all the different companies who allow us to make commercials, to Howard Dinowitz, to Leslie Sansone, for being a sponsor. We thank you for that. To my friends, Matthew Goodhearts, to old crew members like Moon and Mary Claire and Bradgelin. I thank you for that. To the Power Play for allowing us to have an opportunity to air for the first time and to give us an opportunity to air on many stations. To Irish Wolfhound for tweeting all night long. I see you, Irish. And I thank you. I thank everyone. And everybody. For the greatest time of my life. And I wish you all one last goodbye. Remember, don't be left behind. You just listened.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates just a tap away on the Geico app.
Creating the magic of Christmas is easy at the world's greatest toy store, Toys R Us. With thousands of the hottest toys just in, like Snowblow Elsa and new Skylanders Element Packs you won't find anywhere else. Plus, get 50% off the Leapfrog Leapster GS, just $24.99, and up to 40% off all bikes. With expert help and a price match guarantee, only at Toys R Us. Come on,
let's play. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Man, last night we put on an epic light show.
So epic.
The crowd loved us.
Wait, there were only four people out there.
Yeah, but did you see their four faces? Their eyes lit up brighter than ours, and we're fireflies.
Yeah, we are.
And we're going to be out here rocking out our light show at a forest near you. So come check us out.
Check us out.
Whether you're rocking their world or they're rocking yours, some memories never fade. Come alive with the forest. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest near you. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The traditional light bulb, a groundbreaking invention in 1879. It's time we switch to longer-lasting Energy Star light bulbs. They're more efficient than the old bulbs, like a text message is more efficient than a carrier pigeon. And they cut down on our energy costs. Because in our own groundbreaking age, we deserve a light bulb that saves us some cash. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
It's amazing how the world has changed in just several years, especially how we try to figure out who someone is. I know how it is. I'm a radio host, an entrepreneur, and my goal every day is to inform people, but also tell them a little bit about me. Before they go on this program, or before they even listen, the first place they want to go to is your website. And that's why we have www.yoandrewnts.com. We made it so simple to navigate and so easy to look at from your mobile device or from your laptop or tablet. You'll be able to hear who we are, read what we've done the past few years, and even listen to interviews, and you can download it right to your phone or computer and listen anytime you want. That's our gift to you. So what are you waiting for? www.yoandrewnts.com is active from about anywhere, and you're able to view, listen, and be a part of the program today.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little
woohoo
in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, KEES, please.com.